Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience. That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
So, here we are after the most historic event in WWE history until Friday. And
is that what we're calling this?
Well, I mean, they said it was a all women's pay-per-view.
I would point to WrestleMania 1, but go ahead.
Yeah. Again, you know, this is the first all women's show. You know, I think that the big thing to take away from this show is that the women continue to be given the opportunity and holding their own.
Yeah, sure. I never doubted that this was going to be good because the people involved are too talented and cared, right, and cared too much. Now, you could talk about how a lot of people thought like the card was underwhelming, and I didn't really, to be honest with you, care about where the pieces fell. It was just sort of a matter of what the collection of pieces were, and they, like I said, the, between the returning talent for the nostalgia pop and the people that can still go and the people that are already there and working every day and every week, of course this was going to be a success, but I do think it exceeded expectations.
Yep.
And I think it was a really not just because it's the right thing to say, and I don't like to do that, so I wouldn't. This was a good show. This was a good pay-per-view. So what we're going to do for the sake of equality, because being equal doesn't mean pandering and saying the right things unless they're true. So for the sake of equality, I'm going to judge this the same way I would judge any other WWE event.
Yeah.
Whether the women participated or not, we're just going to cover this like a pay-per-view, because that's what this was. It was a WWE pay-per-view. And right now, you can vote. We are live for a reason. On Twitter, at New Age Insiders, we have a poll up. It's been up for 12 minutes and already has over 200 votes. So it's going to be a good one. We're going to get some real feedback here from the world around us. And you can vote, too, at New Age Insiders on Twitter. Right now, 60% of the audience would give Evolution an A. 31% would give it a B, which means 91% of this audience is extremely satisfied with what they saw tonight so far. And I said, and it's already, the vote just jumped up again. People are listening and are voting. And so that's what's going on right now. And like I said, the poll will also be up for days. So if it's your Monday morning, Tuesday afternoon, if you didn't get a chance to listen to this live on Sunday night, the poll is up for days. Make sure you get your voice heard and out there. And it's, if you're an American, it's voting season. And no better time to jump in and vote. But like I said, now with it climbing up again, the percentages, the numbers have changed, the percentages have not. 91% of this audience is extremely satisfied, and with good reason. The women went out there, and like you said, we've been talking about that point now for, it seems like, the better part of 2 years, where put them in a last man standing match, and of course Charlotte and Becky were, you know, just terrific.
I loved that match.
That was the best one.
That was the best one.
It was the best one, and they beat Baszler and Zayn, who I think were the best match up until that point in time. I also think Bella and Nikki, both of them. Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey, I also thought just... It was different than I expected it to be, but it was still good. What speaks to me as a wrestling fan, Baszler and Zayn was my kind of match. But for all of the what they put themselves through and were willing to kind of go that
extra mile,
I think you really do need to give it up to Charlotte and Becky Lynch. But there's a lot to talk about.
I agree.
What was your match of the night? Let's just start there.
So I really liked the last women's standing match. You know, it's really hard, especially with people that have fought multiple times, for them to get up again for another big moment, but it just shows you how good these two women are because they were able to go out there and crush it.
Yeah. I agree that you kind of get to a point where even if it is good, it gets repetitive. If you have your favorite meal every night, it's not going to be your favorite meal for very long. And so I think that's one of the struggles of modern day WWE in general is how do we keep things fresh when repetition is at its all-time highest?
Right.
And what you do is what they did well was on both sides of the coin. They built well to this match
right.
because they had you care about the two players involved and they gave you enough setups and unsatisfying finishes where it had to be settled.
Right.
And this was an environment and an opportunity to do so. And everybody looked good. Everybody got protected. Charlotte Flair proved that she can, you know, raise from the dead and still put up a fight. And Becky Lynch, what she did tonight unequivocally was proved that no matter what happens, like literally even if she drops the title on Tuesday, what she did was kind of cement this
right.
new direction, new character, new attitude, because she did go out there and she beat her opponent tonight.
Right.
She beat her opponent tonight. And so I just think that they did a truly wonderful job, and it was a pleasure to watch them go out there and do that. I do really want to quickly, though, talk about Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane for two reasons. One, like I said, I think that going into the end of the night, it was your lead horse for match of the night.
Yep.
It still belongs in the conversation. And one footnote I want to make really quick is I think this is indicative of a bigger picture we're seeing in NXT in general, which is things like this, as dumb as it might sound, correct me if I'm wrong, and please do, but I think this is NXT's first two-time women's champion. I think.
Yes, this would be the first two-time women's champion.
I think.
Because
Joe and Nakamura won multiple male titles. I understand that. But I think.
Because Kairi took it off of Baszler.
I bet you we can do this whole thing.
Yeah.
It went from Paige to Charlotte.
From Charlotte to Sasha.
Sasha to Bailey. Bailey to Asuka.
Asuka had it forever.
Right, but then relinquished it eventually to
Ember Moon.
To Ember Moon.
To Baszler.
To Baszler.
To Zayn.
To Beck. To Baszler. She's your first two-time women's champion. And it's little things like having a real actual storyline, which is long-running. I mean, it's been NXT's version of Who Shot Mr. Burns.
I know, it's so
true. You know what I mean? And having it have a long burn payoff, a dramatic character shift in Johnny Gargano. So Johnny Gargano's not just going to go up to the main roster because he's almost done with NXT matches.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're about to see a whole new chapter of that guy's run
right.
unfold in front of us. And so the point I'm making here is I think what NXT is doing is trying to do more things that feel like a quote-unquote real promotion.
Yeah, it feels more like NXT is a brand. The biggest thing that kind of happened tonight was they even furthered the story of Shayna Baszler on NXT.
Yep.
Because now the other two horsewomen of the UFC variety, Sarah Jessica Parker, they made their presence known. They made their...
Yeah,
their,
no, absolutely.
You know, because they helped Baszler win this title.
And it's just, to me, feels like... And I know, I promise I'm not being sarcastic or condescending when I say it feels like NXT is trying to act more like a real promotion.
Yep.
A standalone unit.
And I don't think that that's wrong, because it, you know, Johnny Gargano not moving up to the main roster and also not chasing Ciampa for the title and instead being a bad guy
and doing something else.
That's I'm here now.
It's real promotion stuff.
So
it's real promotion stuff. One thing I definitely want to talk about is what WWE did tonight, is bring in Trish Stratus, Lita, Ivory, Molly Holly, Alundra Blaze. I'm trying to think of some of the other legends that we saw tonight. Kelly Kelly and Tori Wilson and Michelle McCool. But to me, the big upper echelon ones that I was excited to see the most were Trish, Lita, Ivory, Molly Holly, and Alundra Blaze. Of all the lists, it doesn't have to be my list, just what the list of that they used tonight.
Yep.
Who do you think shined the brightest as the returning legend here to prove they can still kick ass?
You know, I think that probably Lita and Trish did the best. I mean, if we're counting Nikki Bella, Nikki Bella was way better than I thought she was going to be.
Yeah, I thought the match was better than it was going to be.
And that match was way better than I thought it was going to be.
If you told me Rousey won, I thought it was going to be 45 seconds or less.
Yeah, right, right.
Honestly.
But that was a good match. It was a good quality match. I thought that Lita and Trish both showed that they haven't done this for a while.
But they looked good. They looked good and they worked well. And like, look, listen, I think there were a couple hiccups and whatevers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing, is this was one of those times where the reason that 5 years ago we couldn't have done WWE Evolution and had Eve Torres and Caitlyn and a bunch of C+, B- athletes and wrestlers and just whatever. And because, AJ Lee was fine, right? And Paige was fine. But the reality is that the crop is so much better now. So that's part A. But part B is just because you couldn't have done this because it wouldn't, the match quality would have been so low.
Bad.
And no one would have been invested. And WWE didn't do their part to make it worth the time.
Yeah.
And what they've done now is these women have knocked down the door all on their own. They needed to take this by the throat. And don't get me wrong, they were given an opportunity, but I mean, look, it's what you do with the opportunity.
Right.
And 5 years ago, if you had done this show with Eve Torres and Caitlyn, right? Mm. And, that hodgepodge of whatever.
Yeah, Melina.
So, right, yeah, exactly. And just a veritable who cares of women's wrestlers, right? There's a good chance that you wouldn't do it again. And then it would be something that you gave away for free on YouTube because it would just be a novelty. This feels like something that's going to come back next year and should be an anticipated event. I really do think they did a great job tonight, and it deserves that kind of recognition.
You're absolutely right. And I even said it unprovoked to you earlier. I said, if given the opportunity, one is replaced or one stays.
Yep.
Would you prefer 205 Live or would you prefer an all-women's wrestling show?
I agree with you that I would rather infuse the cruiserweights and have the women have their own show.
I would still like to have the women on the other shows, but give them their own hour, and I think that people would care about that.
I think they'd care more than the cruiserweights. But I think what this formula works so well right now is because, like, look, just trying to be super real with you here, it's great the way it is.
Yes.
Because you know what it is? It's more okay, so what the women like 3-5 years ago used to hope for one match that would be more than 2 minutes.
Right.
And so now your expectations are these women are getting about 3 to 4 matches a show, long real matches a show.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. Because guess what, everybody? You don't actually want more Alicia Fox.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you have the perfect amount of Alicia
Let's
Fox.
Let's keep this thing special.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like the difference between football season and baseball season is football is once a day, is once a week, and baseball is once a day.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so less is more. And then you give him an opportunity tonight.
Speaking of which, go Red Sox.
Yay.
Another home run for Pierce.
Oh, my God.
He's going to win the MVP now. Now he'll win the MVP.
5-1. Top of the eighth.
Yay. Now they'll win the MVP. Hooray. Red Sox are going to win the World Series. Hooray. But tonight was just an example of how it's not the right thing to say. It's not PC fluff. It's not like, oh, kumbaya garbage. The women went out there and put on a show that was worthy of getting an opportunity to do it again. And it would be worth watching again.
Sure. Yeah.
And if people, and I mean this, and this is something I would say off the air and on the air, if people didn't get a chance to catch Evolution and asked me if it's worth watching,
it is.
I would say yes.
It is.
I would say yes.
I would agree.
And it's you almost need to stop. And I don't know if this is the right term anymore, but you also need to stop being surprised.
Yeah.
Because when have they let you down?
Right. The women haven't let us down.
Right.
Which is great.
Right, exactly. So the big point here is that, like, we keep going like, I bet they'll do well. But it's like, it should be almost more of like a bet and like, you root for them. It's almost like it's sort of, it really needs to start becoming an expectation.
It does have to be an expectation, because there are going to be the flub ups because there were several bad botches, over the course of the night. Lita and Trish.
Yeah, and a couple tipsies and toopsies, and Alicia Fox was a second and a half late in a breakup, a pin breakup and stuff.
Lana tried to do the same spot twice.
Yep, and like, look, if all things considered, the errors we got were the biggest problems, the show was still completely passable. Also, one thing I want to point out is that the crowd did their job. There was a great crowd that played along and gave support and did the right thing and didn't try to put themselves over. Had a good time, but also went out there and, like I said, did the right thing here.
Yeah.
And made it feel like a big deal, and I'm just psyched about it. Really, one thing you want to talk about, because there is a lot to talk about, and we will talk much more about this pay-per-view in even greater detail live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com. That is where you can find us every single week, live on NewAgeInsiders.com, 8 p.m. But one of the things I want to talk about now, when we have a quick second, is what do you think what's the ceiling, what's the opportunity in front of us when it comes to Toni Storm?
Oh, Toni Storm is a rock star. I mean, that girl's a rock star. For anybody who has followed Progress or has followed independent wrestling in general, you know who she is, and you know what the type of rock star she is, and with WWE backing, what type of rock star she could be.
I think that she is, when we've gone to like independent shows around the circuit and seen her, and she gets some of the best reactions of the night, men, women, owner, you know, dog. We've been to a show with a dog, and the dog did well. The dog had a great pop, but you know, she did terrific. And she has that star quality, that it factor. She's obviously extremely athletic. She got that sporty look to her. She's a very good-looking girl. And there's just nothing about her that doesn't scream packageable, sellable, presentable. Yep.
They're going to strap the NXT UK brand to her.
Probably. And I think that she just really has the opportunity to be somebody special. And, like, look, we'll see what happens. And right now, the awesome thing is that this is another, just because it needs to be a notable mark of progress, is that 5 years ago, somebody like Toni Storm would have walked in the door and been the best women's wrestler by about 11,000 feet.
Right.
And now she will be one of she'll be a part of a great collection of talent.
Yeah, which is great to see. I mean, the women proved that they are capable of the men. You know what I mean? If we're going to get on the men and be like, yeah, that was a passable show for a battleground, you know, then
equality is treating people the same, not giving people turns to be on top.
Yeah, and they were good. They did good.
Shout out to Callie, who was there live and had a great time and was part of that the really great crowd. And also the fact that, yes, Sasha Banks did get on the board tonight. Not only did Sasha Banks not get pinned, she got to pin somebody.
Well, good for her.
How cool is that? Just one quick note on that. What do you think? What is Sasha Banks' future now? She's got on the board. What do we do with Sasha Banks and Bayley now?
Well, it's really weird because we keep in this holding pattern. Nia Jax is clearly the next in line. We have a real program with Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey, which I don't think they necessarily got to do the first time, just because it was very much hot-shotted because we wanted the real program to be with Bliss.
Yep.
I would say let's get her, either announce the tag titles and let's do that.
See, And you can take my information for whatever the hell you want now, Internet. But I had heard that they were not planning on doing that tonight. So I was really surprised when this afternoon there was a couple people out there reporting that they were going to see the tag titles tonight.
Yeah.
Because I had heard specifically they did not want to do that.
But
again, take what I hear with a grain of salt and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the big thing with them is like either announce the tag team titles on Raw tomorrow and let's start building to that, because otherwise I don't know what you do with her. She's still hanging out with Bayley. We can't keep having them wrestle the Riot Squad, you know, so what are we doing from here?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, and to be honest with you, I'm a little surprised the Riot Squad didn't win. Not unpleasantly surprised, just surprised. What do we do now with, so Ronda Rousey is going to get Nia Jax, presumably, right?
Yes.
What do we do with Charlotte and Becky, presuming that this is at least the end for now, or is it?
I don't
see why Charlotte has a title match.
I don't either.
In kayfabe, which again means nothing anymore. I don't think that Charlotte deserves to be the next one to get a shot. You lost tonight.
Yeah.
Wasn't anything tricky. You lost tonight.
No, you lost a definitive.
You lost tonight.
You lost a definitive thing.
Right, yeah.
You know, last woman standing is definitive. We got to move on. You know, I don't know who the next is over on SmackDown, but yeah, we got to move on.
I would love to see Becky Lynch just kind of keep on rolling. And almost, I know this is going to sound terrible, I almost just want Becky Lynch's next opponent to be somebody that can add layers to the new character,
right,
more than actually be a credible opponent for the title.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, look, I don't want the next person to go after Becky Lynch to be Asuka.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
that's the person I don't want.
Because I want, when that happens, I want it to feel big and important.
Right.
And I just love Stone Cold Becky Lynch right now so much that, like I said, I hope the next person for her is somebody.
It's tough because the answer is Natty.
Yeah, she's on Raw.
I know, she's on Raw. Right. That's the tough part. The tough part is that she's on Raw.
What show's Dana Brooke on?
Raw, I think. Okay. She's because she's with, what's
his
name?
Who the hell is on SmackDown? I mean, like, even if you're willing to feed Carmella to her, which I know they seem to really value Carmella a lot recently, but, like, somebody of a limited credibility, but really, like I said, is just there to be like, this is who, you know, I just need her to be able to pour cement into somebody's Corvette. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I'm looking for that out of her much more than I am, like, what's the next matchup? Because whatever it's going to be is going to be, you know, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, right.
Just before we get off the air, because this is just going to be a quick, you know, Evolution recap post-show, our main thoughts and our big opinions on
this
whole thing.
We'll be on
Wednesday night live at NewAgeInsiders.com at 8 o'clock. But I just think that they did an outstanding job tonight. And we wanted to go live. You know why? Because we wanted to treat this like a pay-per-view. Because the women went out there and worked their asses off like a pay-per-view. One quick note that I think is worth mentioning is a lot of people were saying WWE should be, like, vilified or whatever, ridiculed, whatever, because it felt like a house show. I thought it felt like a takeover.
It felt like a takeover. Like all the same aesthetics and the set.
I don't know if anybody here who tweeted those things has ever been to a house show, but the Titantron is like
It's
like 8 feet tall, three different parts, and you can tell it's segmented.
And there's curtains.
Yeah, and it's just like they just come out from these three pieces of paneling that are not connected but are supposed to form one image.
Yeah.
And it's
also the complaints would have still came in if it was just Raw with Evolution graphics.
Yeah, that's true too. Who's calling so me this one? So, you know, let's talk more about shut up, Callie. Sasha Banks won. I just got three texts from Callie. Talk more about Sasha Banks. She won her first match in 10 years tonight, Callie. That's Sasha Banks.
That's what happened.
That's what happened with Sasha Banks. She's going to lose tomorrow. I love you. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, I just don't give WWE guff for that. I thought it felt like, I didn't think it felt like a house show.
I had a big fight feel at the beginning.
I thought it felt different. I liked it. I also like the kill the lights and have it feel like an old timey boxing match. So that maybe it's just the aesthetic for me. Right now, as we are live on the air, and again, there'll be days and days to be able to go ahead and vote on this too, we have 300 votes in a half an hour, which means we're averaging 600 votes an hour. It's going to be a good poll. Right now, 58% of the audience would give this show an A, 31% of this audience would give this show a B. By my terrible math, that means 89% of this audience would give this show an outstanding grade or at least an above passing grade. Only 5% would give this show an F. And I don't think you knew what to expect tonight. I'm not sure what you were looking for.
I wish that there was like a write-in. Why did it fail?
You could always tweet under it. You know what I mean?
Know, but still.
And some people just want to be like, what's the most negative thing I can do on the internet? I suck.
Yeah.
Because it's just the show didn't fail. But again, what tonight is we talk about this progress, and the show is called Evolution, and we talk about how far these women have come. And it is, and I mean this, one of the most remarkable charges, fronts, crusades to be accomplished in the history of the, at very least, this company. Because at WrestleMania 31, they fought for, I don't even know if the women's title was on the line, but the champion had a butterfly belt. I actually think it was a tag match. It was Paige and AJ versus somebody,
the Nick and
right?
The Bellas.
And they had, and the belt was in that match and not on the line or something like that.
The first WrestleMania we went to.
Yeah, 31.
Okay, yeah. Then yes, AJ Lee was tagging with Paige against
the Bellas. Right? Yeah, exactly. And so they had a butterfly that wasn't good enough to get a one-on-one or any variety of a championship match at WrestleMania, right? WrestleMania 32, they unveiled the new belt, crowned Charlotte the First women's champion in years and years. And now look where we are now, where we're talking about how, especially with Reigns, unfortunately, in his predicament, there's a real, real shot that Rousey and Charlotte main event WrestleMania 35.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 31, butterfly that's not on the line.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 35, the main event. And you know what I'm saying, man?
Yep.
That's real.
Yep.
That's real progress.
That's real.
That is real, real progress in a very condensed amount of time. Congress doesn't work that fast.
Congress doesn't work.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, that's incredible. And the thing in the middle is, like, you know, you got the bookend, which is WrestleMania 31 and a butterfly not on the line. WrestleMania 35, let's just predict the future and say WrestleMania 35, the main event. And in the middle is the Last Man Standing, the Hell in a Cell, the Money in the Bank, the Royal Rumble. All of these significant signs of progress, right, and real milestones, measures of achievement. And tonight was the first ever WWE All-Women's Pay-Per-View.
Yeah.
And again, I think what we're going to be able to look back on is just to say, look at what they accomplished. And eventually, and I think it's within the next 18 months or so, it's just going to start feeling like the new normal. And WWE, and I mean this as a outstanding compliment, WWE is going to run out of firsts.
Yeah, well, and that's, yes.
And that's awesome. You know what I mean? That's awesome, because that just means they're out there doing the damn thing.
Right.
And that's terrific. And tonight was terrific and an accomplishment, and everybody involved should be proud because they've done something. Like, literally, even Kelly, who didn't help anybody get anywhere, even she should be happy to be there and be involved and get the call to be involved.
The big one is Alundra Blaze. You know what I mean?
Well, she helped.
Well, she definitely helped get you there.
Yeah.
But it was just like, you know, she slept her ass out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And good for you.
She's got to be close to 60 years old.
Yeah.
Same with Ivory. And Ivory was great. And it was just everything I look for in a pay-per-view, regardless of gender. I had fun. I went, whoa. There was match of the year candidate. Charlotte versus Becky is a match of the year candidate.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
And so that's something that the average pay-per-view doesn't walk away with, is a match of the year candidate. Not the average pay-per-view. You know what I mean? And so tonight, in every way, shape, or form definable, was not an average pay-per-view. The women should be incredibly proud of themselves.
Yep.
WWE should be proud of themselves a little tonight only. And this is, like I said, you know, it just can't be overstated. The progress is something that deserves to be noted and spoke highly of, and the women went out there and did something special tonight. And I'm extremely happy for everyone. I'm not going to say proud because I didn't train a goddamn one of them. I'm going
to
say
our contribution to this was minimal.
I also didn't cry, but I think for what this show was tonight, huge success, gigantic success. I think it deserves to be an A just because it wasn't an F.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This to me, I was going to grade this one pass fail. And it's a resounding pass.
Yeah.
A resounding pass.
Yep.
We will talk to you live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com. Thank you so much for taking some time tonight to let us join you and be part of your wrestling experience. If you like what you heard, Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. We do have a live exclusive show available for free. You can check that out and so you can get a feel of what we've got going on.
It is.
There's 5 shows a month, amazing daily rewards. We've got a whole new big lineup coming out in 2019. We're super excited for the future around here. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do hope you enjoyed Evolution. Vote in the poll. Let us know what you thought. Tweet us. We are at New Age Insider. Well, my name is Jason. We'll do the whole thing. My name is Jason Malta.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
Tweet us. We're at New Age Insiders, at Liam, N-A-I, at Bill Neville, N-A-I. The website, NewAgeInsiders.com. We will see you live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. To all of our affiliates, friends, listeners, Patreons, thank you so much for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Girl power.
We out.